vendors and promotional items. You can even list your event online. Let TicketGateway.com help make your event a success. Call us at 1-877-616-0101. TicketGateway.com, your gateway to world events.
Joy, the house is so bright and spotless. And what smells so nice? You got sweet bread in the oven? And music too? Is who coming over? Your aunt's outside mom's daughter mother friend?
No, Remy. Jay Bridgepaul told me how we could sell our house for more money than our neighbors by using psychology.
Psychology?
Yes, psychology of sales. We have 4 showings today. That's why the house looks, smells, and sounds so good. The same aunt's outside man's daughter mother friend tried it, and it worked.
I should go to Jay Bridgepaul for him to teach me the psychology to make you keep this place like this all the time.
Jay Bridgepaul of Remax West Realty can show you how to sell your house quickly. Call the Bridge at 416-418-2745.
Bridge the gap to success. Call 416-418-2745.
Hey, the weekend breakfast platter is back at Rookie Rookie. Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Come choose from boss up shot fried beef, starter roti, or mix and match. Enjoy a cup of tea, coffee, or a cold glass of Morbi. Our breakfast menu includes fried plantain, roast baigan choker, saltfish and tomatoes, mokarin, pumpkin, fry aloo, shatain, spinach, and chana and aloo. All for only $15, taxes included. Roti Roti, 979 Albion Road, 416-745-9208. Come and enjoy our weekend breakfast platter.
Don't settle for less. Head to Global Wireless Solutions, Inc., your Rogers authorized dealer today, and get the fastest, most reliable internet service. Starting from only $54.95, get 1 Gbps home internet so you and your family can stream and browse what you love faster and better. Plus, get the Rogers Xfinity Stream app at no extra charge for 24 months on a new activation. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road, Brampton for more exclusive Rogers offers and promotions. Rogers, we got you.
We got you. Richard Aziz, keeping you company on a Saturday. Want to say welcome if you're just joining us. And of course, remember, we are going on television and radio from 3 to 4. So we will be entertaining you from 3 o'clock on TV, so those of you who like to check it out, do so from 3 o'clock, and you can catch us at mycstv.com. That's mycstv.com. Also want to tell you about Halal Express. Well, we've been having quite an exciting time developing that delivery service. You know, it's way beyond Bowman's delivery, but it was a huge order. The guys who took it down, but meeting some nice people. And, you know, Sheikh is well known for the duck, right? The Muscovy duck and stuff like that. But lately, the chicken, the farm chicken, everybody, and I had two people call back and was telling me how delicious the children were saying the chicken was. One of them was my mother. My brothers was calling and said, "Mommy, that chicken tastes so good." But and she called me to tell me she didn't do anything extra, but you know, the chicken itself. So if you haven't yet, check it out. Give me a call and we can deliver $50 minimum. That's small. It should have been at least $100. $50 we're keeping at minimum. And also, we're delivering at $15 convenient charge across the GTA. So call and place your orders, from Thursday, start the delivery, because, you know, filling it up, because during the week a lot of people not calling and it doesn't make sense. So from Thursday, Wednesday for Thursday, call and place your orders, or simply go to myhalalexpress.com. That's myhalalexpress.com. And we have to add yet goat shoulder. Baby goat has to go up there. We have the white belly shrimp. We have to put some more stuff that people are asking, and I'm surprised they didn't know about some of these things. Want to remind you, coming up, the Bollywood Vibes is taking place this evening at District Lounge. 100% Indian and chutney. 100%. Now, this next tune, I'm sure somebody could mix it tonight for you if you're heading down there. That's Bollywood Vibes taking place at District Lounge. And you have DJ Fire Blazing, DJ Vibe, DJ Swift. Listen, all the DJs are going to be there. The Tassa Kings would be there. Mr. Paradise, this is DJ Spin, Travelers, Song, visit them. Ticketgateway.com, you can get your ticket. Want to say hello to Mr. Tony Chanka. Tony has been advertising with us here on the program. We so appreciate it. You know, Mr. Paradise also, they are with us. And, you know, we don't have much people advertising, as you can hear. We do a lot of music. We have the television also. We give tons and tons of ads on it, extra for people. And I just want you to know, we are open and we'd love to hear from you, right? So please, give me a call if you need to advertise. I'd love to hear from you. Also, that District Lounge, 100% tonight. And congratulations, they are celebrating indeed their 10th anniversary. So I want to say congratulations to them. They have been doing this for the past 10 years and they perfect it. So come out tonight and have a good time. Let's see. Hi, who we have on the line?
Sitaram, how are you?
Hey, Sitaram, my sister, how are you?
Not too bad. I've been sending you text messages to let you know we were listening in and everything is good. I sent you messages today to let you know.
But
I'm
thank you.
The music.
I have to. Yes. Yes, I got those. Thank you.
Okay, okay. And yes, everybody enjoyed the music. Everything went well. And I'm sure that she's happy and her journey is now to the end. And all is well.
Well, I'm glad to know that you were there. I wanted to ask you that I have you because Sister Mina got some orders for Halal Express. And she did an amazing job setting it up. What are some of the things that your friends are saying about the chicken? I remember you two told me about somebody, the kids telling the mom to make sure.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, she loved it. She loved it. The kids loved the texture of the meat, and they want her to keep buying it every week because she did a roast with it.
Okay, the chicken.
She seasoned it and roasted it. That's the one that wasn't cut up.
Well, we have to get the chicken foot. When are you cooking the chicken foot?
Next order.
Chicken foot. A lot of people don't like that, eh? But I love it. The chicken foot, we call it scratchers. So, is that the grandkids in the background?
Yes. Anaya? Uncle Richard wants to say hi to you. Come, Ava, Anaya.
Hi.
How are you? How are you making so much noise in the back today? Having a good time?
Yes.
Did you help Grandma them shovel the snow?
Well, we went outside to the big snow hill.
Oh, big snow hill. I want to ask you something, girl. Somebody asked me to play this song, You're My Sunshine. You know that song?
Yes.
Could you sing it for her? It's a grandma. She's listening, and that would really brighten her day. So let's hear it, You're My Sunshine by Anaya.
Okay. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy with kind of gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Thank you very much. And that one, Sister Aklima, that's, you know, the president of Guyana's favorite auntie. And she's always listening. And that's a favorite song. So I think you made her day today. Thank you very much, baby.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
So Sister Mina,
thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, don't forget, we are here keeping you company. So I wanted to say, DJ Navi, everybody know DJ Navi. Navi has been doing some events here. I want to say, not only family wholesome event, I want to say Indian family wholesome event. You know, he doesn't want to make sure, he want to make sure his the people that comes out to his event is safe. You know, I didn't know when to call because he had a little, you know, daytime, so I want to go in and out surgery, and he's recuperating, and I just wanted to ask all of us, you know, to pray for him and know that he's well. So I'm not sure if he's up for to give him a call. But here's what I wanted to play for him, because Navi has always been, you know, 30 years in the business, eh? And this guy, his son, now doing the thing. So I just wanted to play some music. Now, I ain't no DJ. Me ain't no DJ, you know that, right? But I have a tune I want to play for Nav. Yo! He loved this one. Hey, DJ Navi, this one's for you. And don't forget to get a music like this tonight at District Lounge. It's 100% Chutney and Bollywood taking place at District Lounge this evening. Hey, call Mr. Paradise and get her on the list. Hey, DJ Nav, if you're up to it, get your boy a call now. I wouldn't even ask. We have him, DJ Navi. Well, thank you for taking the time, my brother. How are you doing?
Oh no, thank you, Rich, for having me as always, my brother, and thank you for the best wishes. slowly recuperating and recovering, but getting there with a lot of love and a lot of support from everybody, such as yourself and. Everybody, I can't begin to say thank you. It feels weird. I'm going to be off for the next 3 weeks, so a month in total. But you know what? It's the first time in 30 years to have a month off just for my health.
Well, now, you know, you need to rest up because you go back always too early and, you know, give this all the rest it needs. And you can hear it in your voice. You're sounding a little bit weak.
Yeah. I mean, it's no big secret. I can say it. It was just a hernia surgery. It's my third. And, at this age of over 50, nobody needs to have a hernia surgery. Let me tell you. And, when the doctors put a mesh in you, you don't need that, but you can't really eat any solid foods. It's abdominal hernia. So you can't eat solid foods. So you got to eat a lot of, soft fruits and soft foods that are nutritious. But, my last two surgeries, I was back out in a week.
Too early.
This time, I have to take a month off and not come back to this before.
Well, boy, good luck, and I hope it worked out well this time. And, I'm sitting here, so let me just entertain you a little bit. That's all I could do. And wish you all the best. And those of you who know Nav, hey, drop him a text, keep him smiling. Nav, we love you, my brother. 30 years in the business.
Rich, thank you. Thank you, my brother, as always. And thank you to your listeners and everybody. I am going to say this. Right after March, the middle of March, all the events are coming out. And let me tell you, I've revamped the events for the summer, the cruises and so. It's going to be exciting this year. It's going to be really exciting. So I can't wait to see you, Richard, and Wendy, and everybody else that are listening to be with us and value these moments and memories that we create in life.
You know, and that's why, you know, we're talking about coming future. Let's not leave that. You know, with God's help, we should be there, but you never know these days how things go in, boy, I tell you. But, you know, now get better first, all right?
Thank you, brother.
I know you say solid, no solid food. What is this here? Is this considered solid?
Oh Lord.
I don't want to tempt you, but listen.
Well, Richard, nothing like a good doll or some pumpkin and like real, that kind of soft food, nothing so good, let me tell you. You don't realize it until you're limited to it, and then you realize how much you love it and how much you appreciate it.
You know, and this is why I think about our seniors. their menu, and it changed so fast, and sometimes they have to grow into it and get accustomed to the new menu. So,
yeah,
and we wouldn't know until if something like this happened. Recently, correct. I had something happened to my thumb, and I couldn't even hold a spoon. And you know, you wouldn't realize that little cut I had. It was so much trouble and discomfort because you couldn't do a lot of things. But
yeah,
right now, we could play the music, and we want to entertain you, DJ Nav.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you to all the listeners and everybody out there. God bless.
Take it easy, my brother.
Thank you, my brother.
And get well soon. Next week, I want to talk to you again. I want to hear something stronger. That voice needs to come back, all right?
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, that's our brother, DJ Nav. Hey, don't forget, if you need to get your duck delivered, just check us out at Halal Express. Hello to Miss Nanda, Miss Sunshine, it's your kind of digger. Hey, I want to play a new one for you. I want to know if my partner Derry is listening.
It's your boy Danny for Gordon, and I'm looking for a $20 him.
Look, I come from America to Trinidad, but I want to find a $20 him real bar. When I read, this is what I see. Them Trini girls more American than me. Look, I come from America to Trinidad, but I want to find a Trini girl I can rebel. When I read, boy, this is what I see. Them Trini girls more American than me. Took me home for me, she family. The first girl I meet from Pierroni. She took me home for me, she family. We was fretting and everything was nice. When I hear she asked she mother how to boil rice. Look, I come from America to Trinidad, but I want to find a Trinidad in rebel. When I reach point, this is what I see. Them Trini girls more American than me.
What happened to them down there? Pressure, boy, pressure.
The next girl I meet from La Romne, she family says she learn it to fly plane. The next girl I meet from La Romne, she family says she learn it to fly plane. When I finally get to talk to she alone, she You're only talking on your cell phone. Look, I come from America to Trinidad. First I want to find a Trinidad in real bar. When I reach point, this is what I see. Them Trinidad girls more American than me. Another girl from down there, she was so sweet and acting shy all day. I met another girl from down there, she was so sweet and acting shy all day. But when she takes a drink, I had to back off. Now she was messed up in all them wrong shots.
Hey!
I come from America to Trinidad. Cause I want to find a Trinidad line in real bar. When I reach point, this is what I see. Them Trinidad girls.
Hey, I knew that girl from Laramie, eh? I wonder if he went Prince's song to look for a girl, boy.
Now I thought I'd find the one for me for sure. Or else you see why I'm driving in Barrackpore. Now I thought I'd find the one for me for sure. Or else you see why I'm driving in Barrackpore. So I stopped to talk to see family. When they tell me that's a lark and not a lark. Look, I come from America to Trinidad. First I want to find a Trinidad in real bar. When I reach point, this is what I see. Them Trinidad.
Hey, them Trinidad, listen, that is a popo. We're going to give you the original popo. And we're calling this one the authentic Trini tune. Check them out at Williams Parkway and Torbram.
You're calling from my plane, darling, you're calling from above. Listen to me, darling, and don't fall in love. You're calling from my plane, darling, you're calling from above. Listen to me, darling, and don't fall in love.
I want to extend a happy, happy birthday going out to Maulana Shahzad. You know, we could dedicate this one to the Shahzad, eh? Falling from a plane, but don't fall in love. Your mother says so. My brother Shahzad, how you doing? At the wheel and come again for my partner Shahzad. My partner, my brother. Happy birthday from Wendy, Justin, baby Nadia, and yours truly wishing you, sir, a happy, happy birthday.
You falling from my plane, girl, you falling from my bar.
Greetings are also coming to you from Auntie Dolly and Brad.
Don't fall in love.
Not forgetting Mikhail, Sham, and the rest. And your two boys, Nabil, I don't remember the next one. Of course they love you, sir. Happy birthday.
When we were children, you did promise me that anytime you fall in, you're falling for me.
Again, going out to Shazad. Again, happy birthday, my brother. Anyway, we'll bring it down a little bit here as we're extending some condolences right about now. And wanted to share this one with you. Tentatively, this information I just got it in my email, and I want to share with you. Imtizad, those of you who would have attended the Tariq Islamic Center, those of you from Trinidad, those of you who are in the Islamic circle would have known this brother, Imtizad. I got a call a couple of days ago that he passed, and he was living by himself, a bachelor for many years, and of course, he went home to Trinidad and set up a shop, I think it was Black Rock Steakhouse with his nephew. And he came back, and he always yearned to go back home. And he was diagnosed with some issues with his kidney. And I called him up about 3 weeks or a month ago, and it was his birthday. And I remembered wanting to come on the radio and play some music, because he always listened to us here on 770 Shabnam Radio. And somehow it slipped me. And when I got this news, it really, really, not much. I mean, sometimes you hear somebody passing and you would know, well, it was sick and thing. But this one, I really wish I didn't. I had some more time with my brother. The late Imtizad Mohammed, who left us, people were asking about the funeral. So tentatively, I got this here from the Tariq Islamic Center, Brother Qasim. Janaza will be on Monday, February 24th, 12:30 p.m. After Zohar at the Tariq Islamic Center, 99 Beverly Hill Drive, Toronto. And then they would go to the Beechwood Cemetery, and friends and family gathering on Monday the 24th after at the Tariq Islamic Center, 99 Beverly Hill Drive. I spoke to Brother Fareed Ali. And, he was saying and expressing as everybody who knew this brother, how friendly, and he had a big heart. He was always giving and donating. And he reminded me, and I was talking to my cousin Sham today. Anybody listening ever went to the Muslim youth camp at Tucker Valley during the holidays, Christmas and all that? So they would have these Muslim youth camps. And Tucker Valley is a place where the government has youth camps set up. But during the holidays, I don't know, somehow the organizers got access to it. And boy, it was like training as young soldiers. We had to do everything as according to Islamic way, and eating with your hand, which was a sunnah, praying five times, and it was I would say easy 2,000 people up there, and we had to break up in groups. And he remembered me from that youth camp, and that was I was a young boy. In fact, I broke away from that camp after 3 days. I said, nah, I can't handle this. And, believe it or not, I had to go back and break into the camp because I missed it so much. I went home and I was looking at my sisters and they in jeans and I'm calling them Jahili and, and trying to, I was so uncomfortable coming out and living the way I was accustomed to. In fact, I changed so much after that camp. And he was reminded me about the fun times we had. We had a time where some of the brothers broke away and went to Macreep, a beach not too far. They got caught. Now, no problem. They told you can do mischief, but don't get catch. If you get catch, face the consequence. And they got caught, and they had a Muslim or Islamic trial. And we read Juma outside, and the soccer field. And then we had the bleachers where we sat, and they conducted court, Islamic court. And those brothers were put on trial. And so everything, we were taught and learned so much and made so many good friends from Rio Claro and other places that we would never have done before. And anyway, Imtizad was one, and he always shared those fond memories. But this brother was one who, you're living here and you're always thinking about going back home. And some people would prepare and retire and save up and buy a piece of land. I'm going to build, I'm going to do this. But he actually attempted, and it was so thirsty. So I said, listen, you have to do dialysis. How you'd go? He said, listen, I have some money, I'll pay from the dialysis in Trinidad. And he wanted to go back. He said, because the masjid is not too far, and them brothers every day they're coming and we're making a cook. And We're playing cards. He loves cards. So some of you might know him as Imtiaz. And Dale, so I posted the death announcement. I wasn't sure. And I put a picture on TV today, so a lot of people saw, and you know, his name was Imtiaz. But yes, he also known as Imtiaz. Again, those of you who were wondering, and Dale and his, they played card together, and he was well-liked with the group, and I'm sure they would be doing something, you know, play a game of cards or something in his honor. But the funeral arrangement, again, tentatively, would be on Monday, the 24th at 12:30, after Zohar, and moving to the Beechwood Cemetery, and then they meet him back at the masjid again. So I know he had a very close friend. He used to go fishing and play cards and thing, and I know he would be surely missed by me, at least, and here in this community. Want to wish my brother, his family, our sincerest condolences, and I'd like to take some time to dedicate this next election in his loving memory. In memory of the late brother, Imtiaz Mohammed.
جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ او جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جب کے سرکار تشریف لانے لگے حور و غلمہ بھی خوشیاں منانے لگے جب کے سرکار تشریف لانے لگے حور و غلمہ بھی خوشیاں منانے لگے ہر طرف نور کی روشنی چھا گئی ہر طرف نور کی روشنی چھا گئی مصطفیٰ کیا ملے زندگی مل گئی مصطفیٰ کیا ملے زندگی مل گئی اے حلیمہ تیری گود میں آ گئے اے حلیمہ تیری گود میں آ گئے دونوں عالم کے رسول اللہ ہی اللہ دونوں عالم کے رسول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ کوئی چہرے کی تعریف کرنے لگا کوئی زلفوں کی تعریف کرنے لگا کوئی چہرے کی تعریف کرنے لگا تعریف کرنے لگا آمینہ دیکھ کر مسکرانے لگی آمینہ دیکھ کر مسکرانے لگی ہوا مریم بھی خوشیاں منانے لگی ہوا مریم بھی خوشیاں منانے لگی آمینہ بی بی سب سے یہ کہنے لگی آمینہ بی بی سب سے یہ کہنے لگی دعا ہو گئی قبول اللہ ہی اللہ دعا ہو گئی قبول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ جشن آمد رسول اللہ ہی اللہ بی بی آمینہ کے پھول اللہ ہی اللہ شادیاں
دلا غافل نہ हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है बगैचे छोड़ कर खाली जमी अंदर समाना है दिला गाफिल ना हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर तेरा नाजुक बदन भाई जो लेते से जब फूलों पर जो लेते से जब अगल को रोज को तुम याद करता मान चलने को अगल को रोज को तुम याद करता मान चलने को कर सामान चलने को जमीन फर्श पर सोना ये मिट्टी का सिहाना है दिला गाफिल न हो एकदम ये दुनिया छोड़ जाना है साथी हो सके भाई न बेटा बाप न माई न साथी हो सके भाई न बेटा बाप न माई न बेटा बाप न माई कहाँ पिता
Again, in loving memory of her dear brother, Imtizar Mohammed, sensitively, the janaza would be on Monday at the Tariq Islamic Center, 99 Beverly Hills Drive. You know, he lived by himself, and but he was always ready to invite people, come for lunch, go get some tea now, boy. And, you know, I just wanted to say, I read something on Facebook today, trying to find it. It was a snake went and bit a chicken, and the chicken ran in the hen house, and all the other chickens left said they didn't want to go because they think the poison would kill them, and he was asking for help. No chicken went to help. Eventually, he left and went, and everybody got word that a hummingbird came back and said that he was alive, but he lost a leg and wanted somebody to come and help him. Nobody went. I had my chicken to see after. I have the eggs to sit on. And everybody was making excuses, and they couldn't. And then eventually the hummingbird came back and said that the chicken died. And everybody left their eggs and left the chicken, and they left the drawers and went. And they found a letter, and the chicken wrote something to the effect that, you know, you wasn't here when I needed you. But look how the moral of the story was that everybody would leave what they're doing, travel from far to come to a funeral. But when time to go and visit and have a little conversation, hold somebody's hand, carry a meal and do something, you know, we can't get the time to do that. And we're all guilty of it. I'm not pointing fingers at any one person. We all sometimes forget. But, you know, I feel bad about it, because I remember he asked me to come to Radhika for his birthday, but I couldn't go. I couldn't. But I said, you know what? On the radio, I would surprise him and play some music, and I'd slip me. But we could still fix that. There are many people around us that need our attention and our care. And not that she needs care, because her mouth is very hot. Eh? I wanted to say hello and assalamu alaikum to Sister Rafina, who is celebrating her 90th birthday. Happy, happy birthday, sister. And all the best wishes are coming to you from all of us here at Caribbean Showtime and Shabnam Radio. Not sure if she listened to the program, but she watched the TV. But she has so many friends that would listen. So listen, make sure somebody call her and tell her that Richard Aziz said happy birthday and how much we love her. All right? Greetings are also coming to you from your nephew, Alim, or cousin. Alim, who are you? You're your auntie or cousin boy? I know you treat her like a sister. Sister Rafina from Alim and Marlon, the entire crew. Happy birthday, Sister Rafina. Well, I want to play another song here for Brother Imtizad, and I will share it with my Sister Rafina also.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I want to say hello and assalamu alaikum to Brother Usman and the folks at the Imdad. How are you, my brothers and sisters? Well, you know the blessed and holy month of Ramadan is coming up. I want to wish you all the best month ever. Inshallah.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka.
Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam.
سنيات الفداي وجب الشكر علينا ما دا لله داي
يا نبي سلام عليك يا
میرے آقا یا حبیبی یا محمد یا رسول کافکین یا معید یا مماجد یا امام القبلتین
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا حبیبی سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
آپ سلطان مدینہ محبت وحی سکینہ اور نور سے مامور سینہ اور مشک سے بہتر پسینہ
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا نبی سلام علیکا صلوات اللہ علیکا
حبیبی یا سیدے یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم میرے کا جان کنی کے وقت تانا کلمہ طیب پڑھانا اور چہرے انور دکھانا اور قبر میں تشریف لانا
یا نبی سلام علیکا یا رسول سلام علیکا یا امیر سلام علیکا صلوات علیکا اللہ کمال ہی
So you own a business, have an event you want people to know about. You want to spread the word to as many people as possible that your product or service exists. Call AdWorks International. AdWorks is an advertising agency which utilizes professionals in radio, television, and print advertising to help you get your company's message across. Your ad will be noticed by more people more quickly. AdWorks from concept to completion will deliver an ad that works. AdWorks International. Call 416-832-7293.
Over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years. And looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family.
Don't settle for less. Head to Global Wireless Solutions, Inc., your Rogers authorized dealer today, and get the fastest, most reliable internet service. Starting from only $54.95, get 1 Gbps home internet so you and your family can stream and browse what you love faster and better. Plus, get the Rogers Xfinity Stream app at no extra charge for 24 months on a new activation. Call 905-794-3656 or visit us at 4520 Ebenezer Road, Brampton for more exclusive Rogers offers and promotions. Rogers, we got you.
Hey guys, it's Raymond Ramdurai, the music boss from your Dillian and Zan, and I want to invite you all to join me on Chutney Soca News Carnival Hot Seat this Saturday, February 22nd from 7 p.m. on Caribbean Showtime Television. So all my friends in Canada, now you can catch me on Bell Channel 659, Rogers TV Channel 672, and Ignite TV Channel 880. It's the Chutney Soca News Carnival Hot Seat. And the music boss is sitting on that seat. Indian cooking rice, duck and dal. And when they be delicate, it's bacchanal. Join me, I'll see you there. Mwah!
That's this evening on CSTV, and of course you can catch us on all IPTV boxes. Last week we had Ravti and Rick Ram was on the program. We are now catching up with two episodes had gone, and of course Nicole Dukey, the host of the Hot Seat, the Carnival Hot Seat, and we are proud to be the official presenter here in North America for that particular show. Well, join us later. Now, we want to remind you coming up, we will be on television in the next 10 minutes. I do hope you could see and join us on that one. Please, we are on mycstv.com. Check it out. And let me just quickly here, you know, it's important when I get here. I just want to send this, my cousin, father-in-law, he was one of the members of the Dillian and Dan who was just, oh, okay, so I have him singing here. Let me see if I could play this quickly. Well, you know what? I just got this. This is from a friend who, this gentleman was one of the official members of the Dillian and Dan, and they just wanted to share. He was singing, doing a qasida, and we would probably share that with you another time. We're just getting ready to go on television, so I want to ask you, please join us on mycstv.com. We continue with the same radio format. As you know, we do it here, mix it up, do a little bit of everything. You know this program, right? 26 years. in the making. And whenever if I just call somebody's name, they'll respond. Like my sister Mona and all those persons who listen to us over the years. And I feel a kinship, you know, with me and you, the listeners. I want to say how much I appreciate you all. And this is our thing. This is our backyard. This is our Toronto, Canada program. You know, you can listen to many programs from Trinidad and Guyana. You'll get the mix and the music and everything else. But this program is none like this in the world. Nobody would have a program like this in the world ever. Because, you know, we do it like the way we do it, right? And it's not a mandate from management or at the radio station or anybody, you know. I play from my heart and I talk. I give time for that announcement, community, anything goes. And we could bring it up, lower it down, you know. I just quickly want to share a story. I went to Scarborough. It was very, very cold, and there was a Kentucky Express, they call it. I had to pick up some chicken for someone. And the line, it was takeout only, right? And it was a small line up in there, and it was very, very cold. I thought about six people in there. The girl said to a gentleman in front of me, he was a Caucasian fella. I'm trying to remember where he's from. But he was there, and the girl said, if you want to wait in the car, it would take 15 minutes. I'll call you. And then I placed my order. So I say, I'm waiting. I'm going back in my car. So I went back and I waited. Then I saw about five people leave. Apparently their orders wasn't nothing to do with what we were waiting for, hot chicken. Anyway, so I went back in and I realized I had to still wait. But the girl was explaining to somebody, they were drilling her about so many questions. And she was so patient and kind. I couldn't believe how this girl was really taking time and saying, no, you get leg and thigh, you get some wings and every question she was, I couldn't believe the patience this girl was sharing. And the man and the gentleman and I started to strike up a conversation. And he said, he was from Portugal. And he said that, she's very patient and very kind. She asked me if I wanted to wait. I said, I heard. So we both started talking and he was giving me some stories that he also experienced some good customer service. He went to two stores looking for some sliders for a drawer from IKEA and couldn't find it. And he went to the third store on the desk, brush him off. And then he said he would go home and call the next store before he leave to go to the other store. So he did that. And he said, while on the phone, he hit all the prompts and he got somebody. And the gentleman stayed with him and he was feeling so uncomfortable because how long it was taken, but the guy had so much patience, had him log on to his website and take a listen, watch and find a part and then shipped it out. And he said that was terrific customer service. And we were exchanging and admiring the girl who was giving us all the service. Then she said to me, if I don't mind moving down in the corner, so I thought she wanted the space so people could exit. No, no, no. This young lady said, no, I would put a heater for you guys. She took her heater from behind the counter and brought it on the side and put it in a little cubby hole and tell us, come there, it would be more heat because the heat wouldn't escape. I couldn't believe this girl and the way, and then she went in the back and left us with the heater. It was amazing. I had to tell that story. And if you're in that area, I don't know who this boss is, but that particular store. But planning to come and, you know, tell a good story and share it with you because we have good stories like that happening. Lo and behold, last night I had to pick up some chicken for Justin at Kentucky. I asked them to put extra ketchup. Three times. I said, listen, not two, you know, put about four or five extra. Yes, so about when I went home, now one ketchup. One chupin pack of ketchup. I think it's like buying double pylori and don't get things shut. It's against the law. They should make that. When I call back now, they hung up the phone on me. That's the one at Bavaria and Airport Road. Now tell me, is there something wrong with people in Brampton? They're so rude and they're so, and there were about six of them there giggling and laughing and thinking when I was there. I asked the girl again. I don't know. Now sometimes they say leave it and let it be. But you know, sometimes the frustration, I just shared my story to let you know, you too who have been frustrated with little things like this and don't say anything, sometimes we really have to get it out, right? So just sharing with you a little bit. But we have to compliment the good service and the good people that we have sometimes. And I really, really, I have to make a trip back and make sure that girl know and her manager know that we appreciate her and that type of good service. Those of you leaving us, don't forget we will be on television. I want to say thank you for listening. God bless you all. We're coming on TV just now.
You are listening to WGOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
Brampton has a population of over 800,000, but it only has one hospital. The Ontario Liberals created this mess, and under the Conservatives, it's only gotten worse. 3 years ago, Doug Ford promised shovels in the ground. 3 years later, nothing has been done. Doug Ford couldn't get it done. But Merritt Stiles and the Ontario NDP will. My name is Martin Singh, the Ontario NDP candidate in Brampton East. We will invest in healthcare and ensure Brampton has two hospitals.
Authorized by the CFO for the Martin Singh campaign.
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਲਓ ਜੀ ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ ਆਹੋ ਜੀ ਕੋਈ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com QTL ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੇਅਰ
अपनी कम्युनिटी का सब तो बड़ा बढ़िया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर की पहचान बन चुकी है
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट सोफा सेट मैट्रेसेस डाइनिंग टेबल डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स गल कीजिए सारे घर का फर्नीचर बढ़िया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जाता सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल ले नो ब्याज
142 कैनेडी रोड ब्रैम्पटन 9058747171
मेरी पूरे साल की सेविंग $400 हुई है
मेरी सेविंग $350
मेरी सेविंग सिर्फ $100
और मेरी सेविंग सबसे ज्यादा हुई है मैंने सेव किए हैं $1,775
क्या चमत्कार किया मुझे भी गुड़ सिखाओ ना
भाई बात सादा सी है हमारे पास 2 गाड़ियां और 1 घर है और इन सब की इंश्योरेंस मिलाकर मैंने जबरदस्त सेविंग की है और ये जादू किया है ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह ने आप भी अपनी गाड़ी और घर की इंश्योरेंस में खूब सेविंग कर सकते हैं टर्म एंड कंडीशन अप्लाई ऑल स्टेट पिकरिंग एजेंसी के राजा बादशाह 6472903773
एंड्रियो केनिया इंतखाब कीजिए 27 फरवरी को एंड्रियो केनिया का ब्रैम्पटन वेस्ट से
एंड्रियो केनिया फॉर्मर मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट फॉर्मर जस्टिस क्रिटिक एंड पब्लिक सेफ्टी कमेटी मेंबर
एंड्रियो केनिया की तरजीहात में पब्लिक सेफ्टी नंबर 1 इन्वेस्ट मोर मनी इन 911 इंक्रीज पुलिस फंडिंग इन्वेस्टेड ऑफ द आर्ट इक्विपमेंट टू फाइट द क्राइम
3 फुली फंक्शनल हॉस्पिटल्स फॉर ब्रैम्पटन एवरीवन हैज एक्सेस टू अ फैमिली डॉक्टर
इनकम टैक्स को काटेंगे रिमूव करेंगे HST होम हीटिंग एंड हाइड्रो से डबल करेंगे अमाउंट ऑफ ODSP
फाइट फॉर लोअर ऑटो इंश्योरेंस रेट्स इन ब्रैम्पटन एंड